Hey, I want to remind you, it is foggy outside. Really, really is.
Really?
Yeah, interesting. Talking to, see, and you're saying that, and it's interesting because I was talking to a listener driving in from Burleson County, and it doesn't get bad until about Smetana. I mean, it's crystal clear from Smetana on, but
Smetana is always a problem.
They are.
But is it foggy outside our windows?
It's very foggy.
No kidding.
It is very foggy.
It wasn't at 5 a.m.
Yeah, it is.
Came in with you, Scott.
Spend a little extra time there as need be. So now, you boys having a good Christmas holiday season? Everything going fine?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Not for everybody, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know.
How about you, Scott?
Well, yeah, no, it's
Santa
fine.
Santa not bring you what you want.
No. It's fine.
Except I hear a
doubt
in your voice.
There's a but. Uh-huh. There's a change.
Yeah, I hear a little whine.
I'm hedging.
I saved the United States. U.S. American taxpayers nearly $4 million by not being the first lady. Because, after all, she decided she needed to fly out early for her vacation in Hawaii.
Right.
On the taxpayers' dime.
Right.
So,
I think we all sacrificed
so that she could do that.
Well, Barack just wouldn't get his tail in gear. You know, he had to.
Well, he's working all the time.
He had to stick around for all that legislation stuff.
Yeah, and
you know?
Every time she looked outside, there weren't any palm trees or ocean.
Right.
So, you know, $4 million. Oh, and by the way, of course, as we all know, Michelle is a staunch backer of the 99%, right?
Uh-huh.
The 99% of the people out there who are, well, not the 1%.
So that's what it costs us, $4 million for her to go separately.
Yeah. And then yesterday she wears a Sophia Thile sundress that costs $2,000. $2,000. But it's okay. If you guys want to rent a dress just like that for the little lady,
uh-huh,
you can do that. You can rent it for about $125 for Rent the Runway. She's wearing a sundress that costs $2,000. That's pretty much in touch with the real people. Just letting you know. Just letting you know. I'm glad she's our first lady.
That's bordering on not funny.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's...
Now, have you seen the cover of Time magazine? Where they kind of morphed this picture of Barack Obama and his possible vice presidential running mate.
No.
Which would be Hillary.
Oh, really?
How about an Obama-Clinton ticket?
Well, I would say that the Republicans probably wouldn't like that at all.
Joe's going, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Joe's going, I might be the last one to know.
Yeah.
Robert Reich, the latest high-profile Democrat to wish out loud.
Uh-huh.
That she was on the ticket next time.
He's a little short guy.
He is a little short
Real
guy.
Real short guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, he still got up in front of the microphone, stood up on the little box in front of the microphone and said that. In fact, he predicts that Hillary will swap places with current VP Joe Biden, who will take over as Secretary of State.
What?
Which is a position that many say he has always wanted.
Do you want Biden being the chief diplomat of the United States?
As Robert Reich has written, Obama needs to stir the passions and enthusiasms of a Democratic base. It's been disillusioned with his cave-ins to regressive Republicans. Hillary Clinton on the ticket can do that. The economy won't be in superb shape in the months leading up to Election Day. If the European debt crisis grows worse and if China's economy continues to slow, there's a better than even chance we'll be back in a recession. Clinton would help deflect attention from that bad economy and put it on foreign policy, where she and Obama have done a good job. So there you go. Yeah, that would not be good news for the Republicans. See how that works, because after all, Mitt Romney's everybody's dad. You notice that? I mean, think about it. If you're a 20-something voter, that's your dad, isn't it? Who's running for president on the Republican side?
Sure.
That's your dad.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that
works.
You're assuming 20-something voters are going to get motivated to go back to the polls.
For any reason. Yeah, for any reason at all. Oh, let's see what else. Oh, I don't know. There's Nudie Poo has cut his bus tour in half. He's going to half as many places, and Rick Santorum's doing well in Iowa. Because I don't know if you know, he's been to all 99 counties in Iowa.
Yeah, I did know that. And the CNN poll, he's really boosted up, hasn't he?
The one good thing about Rick Santorum running for president is that we now know there are 99 counties in Iowa. Because I don't think I knew that before then.
Yeah. And why didn't they, you know, split off another one just to give them 100?
Give them that nice even 100?
Yeah.
Right. I'm you know, not exactly sure about that. So we'll see.
Yeah. He says he'll drop out if he finishes, you know, low in this thing.
But, yeah. Well, again, what is low as far as he's concerned?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know. Poll came out yesterday, had him ahead of Nudie Poot, so.
Yeah, the Newtster's not having a good time.
No, he's
things
not.
Are not going well for him right now. And, so we'll see. All right, well, I got nothing else in politics. What else is going on? Anything else fun, exciting we can chat about?
I found the list of events for the Champ Sports Bowl.
Oh, did you? Oh, now, where is that being? In Orlando?
In Orlando.
Okay,
uh-huh.
All right. Okay. Yeah, what's going on?
Let's see, what is today, the 29th?
Yeah.
The kickoff luncheon was yesterday, so they've had a full slate of events.
Where did they hold the kickoff luncheon?
The Hilton Orlando.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there was that.
That's fun.
A table of eight.
I bet you they had little paper coasters that said Hilton underneath them. What do you think?
Probably so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A table of eight plus two players was $550. So,
yeah.
Let's see. That was followed yesterday by the Notre Dame band performance at Universal Studios.
Oh. So did you have to buy admission to Universal Studios just to hear the Notre Dame band?
What do you think?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you'd be able to hear them for free on game day or on television.
Or on the web or something like that.
Yeah.
Then, let's see, that was followed at 4 p.m. with the Champ Sports Pep Rally at Pointe Orlando. Okay. Oh, I bet that's Point because the E is silent.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah.
Orlando Bowl Week fan headquarters at Pointe Orlando on International Drive hosts the official pep rally before the Champ Sports Bowl.
Everything is on International Drive there, you know. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Today at 11, it's the Champ Sports Bowl Parade of Bands.
Golly.
Okay.
And then,
so that means you could go to like the middle school band from a city and from a school in Orlando.
Yeah.
They could be at the very beginning. Yeah.
And then let's see, December 29th, that's today. 2:30 would be the Kirkendall Gardner Tailgate Terrace.
Okay. Boy.
The Kirkendale Gardner.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, good. Yeah. It's, hosted by a law firm or something.
So that's, okay. Uh-huh. So we got that going on.
Also today, you have the Best Buy Fan Zone from 2:30 until 5:30.
Okay.
Opportunity. Oh, that'll be in the parking lot at Best Buy.
Get a chance to drink with strangers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, you could take some of your purchases back while you're there.
Sure. Why not?
That's right.
Drinking while you stand there in the exchange.
Hey, where's the Geek Squad?
That's right.
I already got one of these.
Okay. Well, I'll be anxious tomorrow then to see the new era Pinstripe Bowl media package or list of things that they did. Because I figure they're pretty much on your own. They get you there. They go, hey, you're in New York City. Go entertain yourself.
Yeah, that's try not right. to get mugged.
That's right. We'll have we'll have box lunches for you when you get back. That's it.
Be right here at this time on Friday if you want to participate
that's
in the
right.
game.
If not, then it's okay. The city will go on without noticing. All right. So, did y'all watch any of that football game last night?
Sure did. Watched just about all of it.
Yeah, I watched.
Well, until it be right, you know, the last 3 or 4 minutes.
I guess so. Texas won big, huh?
21-10.
Yeah.
21-10, yeah.
That is. Cal was horrible.
Yeah.
Well, Cal was horrible.
Texas wasn't much better.
Well, neither offense was too good.
And why couldn't that kid miss the field goal?
Yeah, I know. He missed one against Baylor, and then he misses one yesterday.
Well, he was shankopotamus last night, man.
Oh, I know.
And it wasn't even close. Yeah, it was from 38 yards.
Yeah, but
shankopotamus.
Yeah, but you know, last play at Kyle Field, right through the middle.
Drills it.
Yeah.
A microcosm of Aggie athletics.
Yeah.
It's a microcosm of all things maroon, I think.
I really tried to watch that game, but I just went, this is horrible.
Well, it was. I mean, if you watched the first half, you probably turned it off. It was pretty. Matter of fact, Lou Holtz even said that military bowl between Toledo and
that was a score fest,
Air Force,
wasn't it?
And Air Force. Yeah, that was a good game. Yeah. Lou Holtz says this one's boring.
Lou was up way past his bedtime.
He really was.
Waiting on that West Coast game to start. There he is in Bristol.
Yeah.
It's 10 o'clock. Yeah. You know, so it's probably 11, maybe even midnight. You know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and for all those guys there, I mean, if you kind of peek behind the curtains, ESPN, you know, rents apartments. They probably have, you know, like a whole wing in an apartment complex where they put those guys up.
Oh, yeah.
When they're in Bristol. And, you know, so he probably could go back to a hot plate and a microwave, you know, and a 19-inch color TV And, and two beanbag chairs. So it's not like he's ready to get back to the house. You know what I'm saying? At least he's got a green
room. I doubt
they
put him up in a dorm. I mean, you just described a dorm for crying out loud.
Well, I don't know. I'm just
he
I'm
and
just
Mark
saying.
May share a bathroom. I mean,
no, I think he gets his own apartment. But I mean, you know, you go in and there's like, you know, you got that little mat, little welcome mat. You gotta wipe your shoes off because the yellow shag carpet, you know, will show dirt.
And it will.
The image of Lou Holtz in a hot plate. I got very depressed for the man.
He's getting good money, but I mean, they're not going to pay a whole lot for accommodation, you know?
No,
that you're on camera.
He's just opening up a can of chunky soup and putting that can on the hot plate.
That's what I'm saying.
Coach Hamburger.